You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And Reggie, in the break, you told me you had to give a birthday shout-out to somebody.
Yeah, Shout out to Charles. Happy birthday to you. Seen it on the text line. Hey, Reggie, can I get a birthday shout-out? You sure can.
I got to give another birthday shout-out, too. I just got a text, And it's one of those texts talking about like parties that's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell they got my number, but apparently happy birthday, James Harden.
Really?
Oh,
James,
wow.
James.
Well, look
I got,
at you.
I got a text. No, it's one of those club type of deals.
James Harden hit your phone like, hey, fish, pop out.
No, it didn't even say that. It said James Harden birthday celebration tonight at Camp Houston with special guest appearance from Rob 49.
Wait, were you supposed to be telling everybody? Is that a special thing?
Nah, man.
Everybody's supposed to pop out?
I think they want everybody to pop out.
My obvious question is maybe dumb. Is James Harden going to be there?
I have no idea. I didn't even
know.
Why
would you have a birthday party for James Harden with no James Harden?
Because then people come. James Harden. You ask the question, you're like, it's a dumb question. It's actually not at all. That's the question that you're supposed to ask when you see one of these. Because, oh, we're throwing a birthday party for James Harden.
Yeah.
James Harden don't know nothing about it. Here's the time to make some money, baby.
Man, I can't even imagine how many people get put on that flyer.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what this is.
They show up thinking they're going to see James Harden.
Yeah. So
just make sure you pay at the door, baby. Just make sure you pay
Jimmy
at the door.
Jimmy Hardeen is the guy that's actually.
Jimmy Garden? That's crazy.
But yeah, happy birthday to everybody out there.
And apparently happy birthday to Ashlyn, who is 12 today.
Oh,
happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Ashlyn. Ashlyn, I feel like you should be in school.
Did
right
he
now,
text
but,
in?
Hey, happy birthday.
Was that him texting
no,
in?
No, it's apparently
or her.
Said, no, so this person said that their daughter, Ashlyn, is 12.
Okay.
But the question I have is this one, it's 1:28 on a Thursday. I don't know if Ashlyn can hear this.
You never know.
But you can always use the radio rewind, the Odyssey app, and go back and show it to her. So I guess that's there.
Yeah.
Yep. So another thing that's peaking earlier and earlier is one of John Lopez's favorite flavors. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, we back.
It is back. It is back even earlier.
Don't you love having a nice pumpkin spice latte in some 98 degree weather?
It's that time of
year.
Dude, it's August.
That's right.
James Harden hadn't even had a birthday yet. And you'll learn this. You probably already picked up on it. There are a few things I hate more than pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice belongs in coffee. That's about maybe a pie. Not pumpkin pie. I've seen like chocolate with pumpkin spice. Okay, I'll give you that. Something like that.
I don't think I've ever had a chocolate pie.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. I never had it, and it just seems weird to me.
I've seen pumpkin spice. What was it? It was a can. It's like Lifesavers or something.
Yeah, they got like pumpkin spice donuts.
What are we
pumpkin
doing?
Pumpkin spice cake.
Why?
Pumpkin bread is good, though.
But that's actually pumpkin bread. I'm talking about like the pumpkin spice thing. You know, that whole phenomenon is, pumpkin bread's awesome. But even that, you know, there's certain times of the year where it's not so much.
So apparently to, I guess, a new Instacart report found pumpkin spice season is peaking earlier and earlier each season. So back in 2021, the sales of pumpkin spice products didn't peak till October, which I think is kind of fair. That's about...
October's fine. You can have
that's
October.
That's fine. Yeah. But I guess now it's peaking even earlier, and pumpkin spice returns to Starbucks, I want to say next Tuesday. So the famous pumpkin spice latte.
So if the Astros...
I'll take the pumpkin spice latte in October.
I'm going to bring you a pumpkin spice latte next
man,
week.
Man, that stuff used to cause wars when I was working at Starbucks, man.
Why?
Because we used to, whenever we run out, because we used to get it. And that first maybe 2 or 3 days, they'll sell out a lot. And then people
come in thinking it's their birthright to get some pumpkin spice.
It was one time, man. I was at the speaker. And I think she might have. No, you know what? I think she asked for, we used to call it a medicine ball. So it's like it's some type of mint tea. It's a tea with steamed lemonade, honey, and all that. I think a honey citrus mint tea or something like that. And we didn't have all the pieces to make it. And she was just like,
dude.
She was just sitting there screaming. And I'm like, hello? The speaker like, hello? Yeah, she ended up pulling
it's
around.
It's
and
far
leaving.
Too much. Everybody's trying to like get that extra whatever fad, couple extra dollars. I'm looking at a list right now. These are all real items. Pumpkin spice yogurt pretzels.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
Pumpkin spice Jamba Juice.
Probably
pumpkin
not.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
I think that works.
Pumpkin spice Werther's original. Pumpkin
they
spice.
They don't sell those. Those just materialize in your grandma's
pumpkin spice
purse.
Dog treats.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's getting crazy. I think
too much.
At some point, we're going to be talking about pumpkin spice in July. It's going to get there. It's going to be year round.
Yeah, pumpkin spice year round.
All year round.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Shout out to all my shrimp eaters who like shrimp.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We out here.
Yeah, so apparently you don't want to buy the shrimp that's being sold at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the whole brand, the Great Value brand.
Yep.
A shrimp, and apparently it's radioactive shrimp. They calling it radioactive shrimp. And here is ABC News with this story on that.
Now to a recall of frozen shrimp sold at Walmart. People are being told to throw it away after shrimp in a shipment was found to be contaminated with radioactive material.
Radioactive material in food doesn't sound good, so we want to say right off the top that so far the FDA says it appears none of the potentially dangerous shrimp actually made it to Walmart stores. However, it was found in a shipment of uncooked frozen shrimp, so the agency is taking the step to recall more of the shrimp brand and warn the public. Now, the radioactive substance that we're talking about is called cesium-137, which is mostly found in places that have had nuclear testing or nuclear accidents. It has a half-life of about 30 years, which means we got a long time to think about it. And the FDA says it has found in a single shipment from a company in Indonesia, the level of radioactivity would not pose in the shrimp itself a health threat. But if you were to eat it repeatedly, repeated exposure to even low doses of cesium-137 could raise cancer risk. Now, Walmart sells the brand of frozen shrimp in 13 states. These are the numbers to look for. Best buy date. Look out for the FDA. It says if you have a package of frozen shrimp with these numbers, throw it out immediately. If you think you may have eaten shrimp or been exposed, talk to your doctor immediately. The FDA says it is investigating the company and testing the products for any other potential problems. In the meantime, all products from that company are banned from entering this country.
We ate so many shrimp. We got radiation poisoning.
Yeah,
shout out to Chad Butler.
Yeah, I think he kind of rolling over in his grave right now listening to that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is what we're talking about, Lil Pimp C.
Oh, did you actually pull it?
I actually have it right here.
Real working the wheel, a pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope fiends higher than the Goodyear blimp. We eat so many shrimp, I got iodine poisoning.
Which honestly, I've always heard that line is aspirational. I want to get sick by eating so many shrimp, but not like this. not like this.
Let me do a public service announcement for our listeners.
Please.
This is actually a topic that we discussed on the Bite Me podcast.
Really?
Not the Walmart ones in particular, but buying Gulf shrimp versus shrimp that you buy in grocery stores even that are not Gulf shrimp from Texas. And we didn't even touch on this part. But don't ever buy any shrimp unless it's Gulf shrimp.
What that mean?
And the reason is all these shrimp that are being imported, a lot of them have either diseases that if you get that you throw the shells in the water or whatever, those diseases will start, you know, deteriorating life in Texas Gulfs and stuff, or even water systems. Like, it's a big thing in the industry right now because a lot of the international shrimp. I'm really going off on shrimp.
But it's important.
A lot of the international shrimp is like cheaper, obviously, but really, really bad for even our water supply.
Okay.
Yeah. Gulf shrimp.
So can I ask the question that's been on my mind since I first saw this like a couple days ago?
Yeah.
So how the hell did they get contaminated with cesium? I think it's cesium. Mm-hmm. He said cesium, and I was like, I don't think that sounds right, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Radioactive, huh?
Yeah.
Where did they get the radioactive? Like, where
do you think they're dumping their stuff in Indonesia?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that part. Like, damn, this shrimp coming from Indonesia.
Yeah,
but I was like, I do love in the story that they're like, yeah, you know, it's radioactive. It's got a half life of 30 years, so we got to worry about this for a long time. And I'm like, okay, worry about it because can we go the extra step here?
Yeah,
like, are we worried about are they fishing right next to an industrial complex that's like dumping out radioactive material? I feel like that's the part of this that we need to get to.
Wait, why aren't we talking about where they're putting the radioactive material?
Yeah, I was like, I think that's the part that I would like to know. Like, where is this radioactive material coming from? And then also, as I'm seeing on the text line, is anybody going to try and see if we can turn into superheroes behind these shrimps?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shrimp man with the power of radioactive shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if a guy wanted to be called shrimp man. They probably get called that in some girls' group chats.
Oh, God.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We've been talking about a lot of journalism and reporting type stuff today. I want y'all to tell me if this question was fair. So, Myles Garrett, we talked about it before. He got busted for going 100 miles an hour in Ohio. This was the first question that was asked when he had when he stepped up to the podium, and it was about his speeding.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100
miles? I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field, other than the back to school. You know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
People want to know a lot of things.
How you feel about the way he said
that? I don't like it.
You come across as a jackass
because you know exactly where he was going. You know what he was getting at. But he's trying to, like...
How do you feel when you're in that car?
What's it like to go 100 miles an hour?
When you look at that thermometer and hit 100. Like, you are a jackass for that, asking the question like that.
I mean, asking it like that. I also think, and don't tell him I said this, because I don't want to have to deal with his wrath. Hey, Myles Garrett, if you don't want to talk about this, how about don't do this for the 8th time in your career? Like, what is wrong with you, dog?
Yeah.
I think people got to realize, and Myles Garrett is from Texas too. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people speed a little bit down here.
Certainly,
mm-hmm. You cannot speed in Ohio like that, man. It is totally different, man.
Yeah,
that state is full of speed traps, mm-hmm. And we always talk about the speed traps whenever you leave in the city and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like that all over
everywhere,
man. Every single place, man. So you can't just jump on 59 just speed.
Yeah. Are we not talking about 7 or 10 over or whatever where you go and do defensive driving? We're talking about serious speed, and in the words of the Miami Heatles, right? Not one, not two, not 8?
Yeah.
You ain't learned your lesson after a couple of them?
Yeah, I think they need to realize that's not the it's no place to do that, first of all. You cannot do that here, man. Not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio. And getting back to your point, just ask the question.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just ask the question.
Thoughts on your speeding or whatever it was.
Yes.
I'm like, you ain't got to sound like a jerk.
Now, exactly. If you want to be a jerk, I feel like you'd be a jerk in this way, which is, what do you say to someone who questions your decision-making process, seeing as you now have 8 of these? Because I think that is a fair thing to, like, wondering, hey, man, and yes, he's one of, if not the best players in all of the league as an incredible defensive player. But I'm looking at you like, so you didn't make the decision to maybe not drive that fast after 7 of these?
Nothing resonated. Nothing made it go, I should not do that anymore.
When he brought up the kids doing the – I guess giving away stuff, I would have been like, what do you think the kids would think about this?
What about the kids? What would
I'm already being a jerk. I might as well be a jerk some more.
What would you tell them about driving?
What about the kids that look up to you, Miles?
Think about the children, Miles. The children. So there you go. That's a little bit of Figgy's mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. every weekday, you get the segment. And at the Figgy Fig, if you see something mixtape worthy, or if you got something to tell us about, become a shrimp man. You know what I mean? Like, if there's any level of radioactivity that develops because you ate some great value shrimp, just let us know. You know, we are interested in how that goes for you at the Figgy Fig. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.